The BOE Report. Exclusive interviews.
I guess to start, and it's been making a lot of the news lately, transporting crude oil by train, but I think a lot of people just are wondering how much crude oil can a train hold? Like, how much could one car transport?
Well, I think, you know, when you look at the issue or the discussion about crude oil, you got to remember that Canadian Pacific has been moving energy-related products for many, many years, including crude.
Yeah.
The segment of crude oil, though, has really seen exceptional growth in the last few years. And starting in 2009, we'll look at it. We are moving about 500 carloads of crude, but that has certainly experienced growth. We've gone from that to 13,000 in 2011, and then 53,000 in 2012, and now in 2013, our forecast is for 70,000 carloads of crude oil for the entire year, and that, I should say, that forecast is continuing to look like it's going to get it's going to continue to grow over the years. So that 70,000 number may be it may be quite different by the time 2013 is over. For each carload, though, each carload holds about 650 barrels of crude. It depends on the if it's light, medium, or heavy, but for average, it's about 650 barrels.
So you're going to be shipping in 2013, based on 70,000 carloads, you're going to be shipping 45 million barrels of crude oil. That's a lot of oil.
Well, you know, it's what it is in terms of the energy industry working with our railway to identify ongoing opportunities. This is an area that is growing, and the 70,000 annual run rate is looking at this time that it's going to continue to grow throughout this year. So that's what our forecast is at this time. But when you look at it, as we continue to work with the energy industry to identify further shipping opportunities, we believe as our railway has an extensive network across Canada and the U.S. that we have sufficient capacity to keep up with any expanding oil production.
Have you found that shipping crude by rail has saved a lot of companies a lot of money? Because I would imagine right now with pretty low Western Canada Select prices and quite a bottleneck getting into the pipelines, it's probably at this point quite cost effective for a lot of companies.
You know, it's a fair question, Josh. I can't speak for our customers, the energy producers, but what we can offer energy producers, energy shippers, is a competitive rate, the flexibility to marketers and refiners to access key production areas for light, medium, and heavy crude, and for producers to get their product into all of the North American refining markets. The flexibility and the unique transportation solutions that we offer, in which we can move oil anywhere in North America, and the optionality that rail provides to quickly access a broad range of markets at reasonable terms, is, we believe, a good complement to other modes of transportation.
So which areas are you finding CP is the most active in terms of shipping crude?
Well, at this time, we're moving crude oil out of the Bakken Formation in North Dakota and southeastern part of Saskatchewan. We're also moving crude out of southern and northern Alberta. We have transload facilities in western Canada as well as North Dakota, 13 in Saskatchewan, Alberta, and 5 transload facilities in North Dakota. So our concentration is the Bakken region, as well as northern Alberta and southern Alberta.
Ed, thank you very much for your time, sir.
Thank you, Josh. Appreciate the opportunity.